Hey everybody, welcome to another Manga of the Month episode. My name is Kate.
And my name is Alan, and we are from Reverse Thieves. If you want to contact us, you can contact us at reversethieves@gmail.com, or you can go on our cool Discord and talk about your favorite manga, your favorite anime, or anything else that is cool.
And on the Discord, I usually post some other interiors from the manga of the month, or sometimes I'll follow up like a previous manga of the month run on your new legs. The final volume came out, so I sort of just gave a wrap up of, you know, the series and still recommend it. So if you check out on the Discord, there's usually like a little bit more information about manga of the month and previous manga of the month picks. So this month, to celebrate Halloween and the fall, the manga of the month is Kimono Jihen by Sho Aimoto. And this is a manga that runs in Jump Square. And it's been running for, it's actually pretty long at this point. I think it's like 17 or 19 volumes. And it's ongoing.
I thought you were going to say 17 or 19 years.
I was like, I mean, no.
I was like, how long? I didn't know that this series was running that long.
But it did. But yeah, it has quite a few collected volumes. And in English, it's actually a great time to, I think, highlight this series and pick it up, because in September, they released volume 7 in English. And that's actually when you hit past where the anime story ends, so you finally, we've sort of finally gotten there. So this is a story about a like kind of occult slash monster investigations. It's modern day Tokyo, and our investigators are, it almost sounds like, I feel like I'm about to say, it sounds like almost like a Scooby gang. I didn't realize it until I was like just saying it right now, but it's Kabane, Shiki, Akira, and then Kon, and the kind of the head of the detective agency is Inugami, who is a tanuki. And so we've got a lot of folklore in here. So there's like Yukiona and tanuki and kitsune and all kinds of creatures and monsters. And they investigate various things going around the city. And then also they investigate all of their family trauma is like the other portion of this series.
Because aren't they all pretty much like orphans, or for some reason or another have to live with this guy and be his like detective agency to like earn their keep?
Yeah, and they've all like, you don't, I mean, Kabane is like ostensibly our main character, and you know, he has been abandoned seemingly by his parents, and the only thing he has left from them is this life stone, and people are very interested in this life stone. And Kabane's like supernatural power is like he doesn't really feel pain or fear, and he's very strong. And like, I mean, at one point in the series his head gets cut off and like he's totally fine. And actually, that's like one of the great things about the series is I think it really wraps a lot of humor, because these main kids are the most lovable idiots. Like they have been through so much and have suffered so greatly, but also they are hilarious and are just really pretty dumb on a lot of occasions. So I think it has a really great mix of serious and like very serious, but it really tempers it, I think, and it doesn't undercut its serious sections. I don't think, like, I feel like it has good timing in terms of like when it wants to be humorous, but I love the camaraderie and the vibe of them, and they're very much a found family, because as Al said, they've all lost people essentially, and that's why they're here. And the more you learn about that, the more you realize how much they've gone through. And so, like, it's just got like a lot of heart. It's got a lot of cool monsters and scary stuff going on. And then, like, I just feel like it's I want it to be more appreciated, and I think that's why it's here.
I think it's interesting because I only watch the anime, but like, I think it's really interesting about like how young these kids are, and like it has an interesting style because they're young and like they're drawn like almost like a kid's manga, but then it'll be like, and then here's this serious, horrible story about this tragic monster that they're like investigating, or here's this tragic family being haunted, or like here's this horrible place where horrible experiments are being done, and other people are just sweeping under the rug for money, and you're like, boy, this is some sweet and sour.
Yeah, you're right. I like that you brought up the art style, Al, because I do really like it. It has like a very modern, cool feel to it without it being typical, I guess. It doesn't, it's a little bit slick looking, I think. And it has like a very simple style, I think.
But it almost has like a simple, like, kids' action style, but it's ostensibly a horror series.
Yeah, definitely the suit. Like I said, the supernatural stuff going on is like, whoa, okay. Thank you for that. I will now remember it forever. But it's perfect. A perfect Halloween read. And yeah, the release, we've just gotten past the anime, so perfect time to pick it up. Really curious to hear what everybody thinks about it if you haven't seen the anime. But this was also, you know, something that I chose as like one of my absolute favorite shows of that year.
Do you feel that, just before we end, do you feel that the manga or the anime has any like, or both of them have like any kind of selling point over the other?
I don't, you know, I think the anime was pretty faithful, like it was very faithful, and I think it got the humor right, the pace right, so I don't. So far, like I said, we just got to the point where we're past the anime story. So
also one of those things where like, nah, the manga moves fast and the anime feels like, you know, filler.
No, because I feel like the anime was only 12 episodes and it took them six volumes and 12 episodes. So like, feels like normal-esque. Okay. Like they weren't overextending it in some way. Mm-hmm. But I was really surprised to find out how much more there is already. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited to read now past this point.
Nice.
All right. So that wraps up another manga of the month. Please check it out. And like I said, you can visit the Discord for even more information about it.